You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report. Do you feel stressed right now? Do you? We're coming up on the most stressful time of the day for the average person. Survey found that the most stressful time of the day is...
drum roll.
7:23 a.m.
Oh, the worst.
Now, if you're listening to this later, like on a podcast or something, it might have already zoomed right past you, and you're like, whew.
You're right. I was stressed, you guys.
They say it's a factor of a lot of things. You know, trying to figure out what you're going to wear, getting the kids up and ready.
Oh, what a world.
Some people are already out stuck in traffic.
I dribbled coffee on my shirt. Oh,
there's a lot of spilling
gosh.
That's on the list.
Spilling and tripping, I saw. Oh, it's the first time you trip on something.
That's crazy.
How am I going to get through the rest of my day?
You know, it's also 7:23 a.m. It's leading right up to the mind bender. So you're like, do I have a big brain today? Do I have a big brain today? I got to get a point before Jeremy does.
I doubt it.
Not bloody likely. You happy with your vehicle? You love America's Pickup, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I want a new one.
The Consumer Report. You want a new one? A new F-150?
I do want a new truck, yeah. It's coming.
Are you gonna get an
F-150
soon? You're going to switch to something else?
I was looking at the GMCs, actually. I know you're a raving fan.
I should have let you take that one around the block when I was driving
a couple
weeks ago.
Some really nice things to say about it. I should have done that.
Consumer Reports has released their list of the most and least satisfying vehicles. So the funny thing is the way they did this, I like their methodology. They just basically asked thousands of people, the vehicle you have right now, would you buy it again? That was the question. And up at the top of the list, Jeremy, you sold yours, was the Corvette.
I saw this, and I would say so. Between my dad and I, we have had four Corvettes, and we have loved every single one of them. I will say, though, this last time when I sold it, it felt really good to sell it.
It was a good riddance thing, wasn't
it? Was
it?
Like, I'm happy to have my garage space back, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The Porsche 911 was number two.
Oh,
but after
sure.
you get past the sports cars and everything, you've
Civic,
got...
Honda Civic?
Yeah, you got stuff like the Kia Telluride was on there, the RAV4, which people really like.
Okay.
The Mazda Miata?
Nope.
But there were a couple of electric vehicles that made the top 10, too. The Polestar and the Rivian. I've been reading a lot about the Rivian. I don't know
Same.
Enough about them.
God, they're awesome, man.
Are they? You like
they're
them?
They're so fast. Yeah, they're really cool.
They got some pickup trucks, right?
So. They have some very unique features on those little trucks. They really do.
Any that you can remember off the top of your head?
The side of it opens up, and there's like a pass-through that goes underneath the bed that you can slide like your skis in, like on the side of the truck.
Oh,
and then like you can go on the other side and pull them out. They've got like a portable Bluetooth speaker in them. If you're like at a party or something, you just pull the speaker out of the car and set it up there.
See, now that's when
it's
designers
neat
start
things.
Thinking about real life.
Yeah.
Like that. When did your kids become more tech savvy than you? It's a funny poll. And they say it usually happens when the kid's about 12. That's when they zoom past you and you have to go to them to say, honey, do you know how to?
Yep.
So that's funny. Quickly, I'll throw this in. We have a new all-time leading point scorer in NBA history. For a million years, it's been Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Best known for being in the movie Airplane. But last night, LeBron James passed him up. It's a lot of points. Who cares how many? It's just a lot. He's been playing for 20 years. Here's why I'm bringing this up. LeBron says he'd like to keep playing long enough to play on the same team as his son, Bronny James, who's 18 years old and a high school senior. How would you like to work with your kids?
That's different, isn't it? I wouldn't like it.
I had, back when we did news, we had an actual news segment on the morning show. When our news person would be out, every once in a while, I'd have Dominic come in and he would do the news for us.
Yeah.
I gotta say, it was fun.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. That's kind
of
cute.
Fun. Hey, and your son is on the show a little bit.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Gold with Dom and Jerry.
There he is.
So, see, he's been on the show.
That's right, man.
So that's going on. And then lastly, Jeremy and I are of the same club. We're in a club of we will never get in a hotel hot tub.
No,
ever.
God. Human stew. Disgusting.
Now there's a website that's put out a piece on what the things about hotel and public jacuzzis and hot tubs that you've never even thought about, having to do with like how much they get cleaned or not, the number of viruses, funguses, and bacteria that are in there, and the F word, Jeremy.
Fecal.
There's all sorts of fecal that they find in hotel hot tubs.
It's in my mouth. It's in my mouth.
Oh, gross. Goodness. What else is trending?
Well, Jennifer Lopez must have been listening to us yesterday when we were talking about her and Ben, and they were fighting at the Grammys, and there was memes everywhere about them fighting. Well, J-Lo has a message to the world. No matter what the memes say, she had a magical night at the Grammys with little Ben. She did post some clips from Sunday night with the caption, quote, always the best time with my love and my husband. And all the clips, Ben still looks like he's got resting Ben face. A lot of people are like, yeah, great PR since the whole world saw the energy. It's written all over your face, darling, says one person. And then a lot of people say, nah, you can't hide all that negative energy, no matter how many posts that you put out there. So she's trying to do a little damage control, but it sounds like it's not working. Magic Mike is trending this morning. Sorry, ladies. Magic Mike's Last Dance will not have nudity in it. Other than just the shirtless dancing. They say this is intentional. The guy says it's just more about being sexy, not actual, you know, sex time. He said there's not even a thong in the movie. What? How can you have male strippers dancing around without a thong, Dom? Hmm. That's my question. He says he wants the intimacy to be genuine emotion in this movie.
All right.
You gonna
is
see
it time
it?
For us to do the... I can't wait to get my ticket. Is it time for us to bring back that segment of the non-traditional things that are sexy?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's probably time. It's been a few months, I think.
More than that. Non-traditional things you find sexy. So it's not, you know, just, it's not the...
It's not bikinis and Speedos.
It's not stuff like that. No, it's non-traditional. Like doing the dishes for you.
Yeah, ooh, baby. It gets me going. Aaron Rodgers, sports guy. He's going on a 4-day darkness retreat in a couple weeks. This sounds great. He's going to be in complete darkness with no TV or music. He's going to have food delivered to him. And it's basically one of those sensory deprivation, isolation chamber things. And he's just going to go in there and think about his life and his career and his next moves. And he say it's been very beneficial, very profound for some other people that he knows. And he's going to do it. And doesn't that sound great? Just going away and getting in the dark for like a week with no noise around you.
I guess.
At least a couple hours.
I've had it up to here with that guy, so let's move on.
You don't like
there's
him.
There's something about the last two quarterbacks for the Green Bay Packers who cannot get enough attention.
Oh, okay.
The both of them, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, are the biggest attention whores you will ever meet in your life. And I'm saying this, by the way, as a huge Green Bay Packers
fan. You love them.
That's my team, and I'm like so ready for him to just move off into the sunset. Just
I don't know much about him.
Quit dragging us along every off season. How much do you love me? Show me how much you love me. That's all it is.
Is that all
and
this
people
is?
Who can't see that are idiots. It's a big scramble for love and attention. Oh, I don't know if I'll come back or not. How much do you want me back?
What else you
Other
think about
that,
him?
I have no opinion.
I'm just more interested in this isolation retreat. I just want to go where it's quiet.
Oh, I know. Isolation, smisolation.
I want
he
any
just
TV
is doing
on.
This for attention.
Well, it got me. It hooked me in. I'm not, you know, maybe because I'm not a sports guy. I don't care much for any of it, but whatever.
And again, if you're a Packers fan, you don't have to send hate mail. I like the team.
Yeah,
I'm just tired of his act.
Everything will be fine.
All professional athletes' acts are tired.
Dom, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
I need to go on one of those tanks.
You need to go relax.
And stop thinking about how Aaron Rodgers is
a tool. You go float in water. Go float in water somewhere. Put your ears under the water.
You know, you and I have contracts that are up, right? And you don't see us going on the air saying, "How badly do you want us come back to do the show?"
I'm going away for a week.
Yeah. You don't see us doing that.
Nope. Boy, I am sorry I even brought that up.
I'm glad you did. It needed to be said.
It hits something with inside you a little bit. I'm not doing the second trending report. I do want to play just a little bit of audio to make our consultant happy. After years of being flooded with influencers on social media, there's a new term out there called de-influencers. And these people are going onto their socials and basically telling everybody what you should not be buying. You know, there's a lot of the enhancement surgery, let's say, that you shouldn't be doing. Makeups, creams, elixirs. Let me play you this one clip from this one influencer, de-influencer online, and see if you can hear the common theme here.
I do not see the point in owning a fragrance collection. Perfume is so expensive. Like, if you're a regular person like me, do you actually need 25 different perfumes? And it's just so expensive. Like, this is insane. It's so expensive. This one's easy. The UGG boots. Don't buy them. They're going to be out of fashion just as quickly as they came into fashion. And they are so expensive. Also, they're so impractical. Brands like Aloe and Lululemon are so expensive. Like, I know we see influencers wearing them all the time, but they are so expensive.
So expensive.
Drinking game, huh?
Y'all are watching this. You know that, right? Y'all are on your ticky-tocky watching these people. So expensive. Anyway, we'll get to the rest of this stuff in the second trending report. Let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Pretty cool idea that this husband came up with. He wanted to help his pregnant wife sleep a little bit better. She likes sleeping on her stomach, but she couldn't, you know, because there's a human baby child in there. So he bought a memory foam mattress topper and cut a big hole in it for her belly and put it on top of their bed. So essentially, it looks like one of those trays that hold deviled eggs. You know, it's kind of scooped out there. People are so impressed, they say that he should patent the idea. And he is accepting pre-orders on eBay, so it's kind of a fun post this morning. Check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
You know, it's similar to when I said if I want a spoon in bed, I wanted to invent the bed that had a hole cut in it so you could put your underarm in.
Yeah, they have those.
They kind of do. They have those slat beds.
Everyone sends me...
Like, don't have to send me a picture of it.
Yeah, we've seen them. There's a
we've seen them.
There is one that has a hole in it, too. I've seen the whole one. So it's
I want to see a picture of it because I got to figure out how they do the sheet.
I want a whole one more waist level, and not for naughty reasons, but like when you got to get up and pee in the middle of the night, I just want to roll over onto my stomach and go down the chute and then just roll back over and go back to sleep.
That's not gross or anything.
That's an idea.
Don't you ever again say anything I do is gross.